Art exhibitions often showcase the work of a single artist, but during the month of June, an exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale will feature the work of 20 photographers in honor of one man. Michael Clark Donat was a local photographer who joined the Northwest Arkansas Times in the late 60s. He worked for them for several years before setting out on his own. In addition to taking photographs, he would process film of high school football games here in Northwest Arkansas and Oklahoma, and then deliver it to the coaches the next day so they could review the game. Lila Donat, who married Mike in 1972, recently came by the KUAF studio along with photographer Don House, who is organizing the exhibit. After moving to the area about 25 years ago, Don says it seems like Mike's life paralleled his because they worked in the same space and shared clients over the years. The exhibition at the ACO features photographs taken with a wooden pinhole camera Mike built. Don recalls happening upon the beautiful pinhole camera at Collier's Drugstore years ago and buying it. When he began printing negatives for the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, Don says they had the best darkroom he had ever worked in. He soon discovered that was because Mike had the job previously and had donated an impressive amount of equipment to the museum. It served as a reminder that Mike was still in Northwest Arkansas, so Don contacted him, and about once a week, Mike would come to the museum for coffee and a chat.
What I didn't realize is that at that time, Mike had been diagnosed with cancer, and he was just starting treatments. And as those progressed, then I would start going to his house, and we just had a little ritual where he would supply coffee, and I would stop at the Spring Street Grill and get pecan pie or something, or if we were very lucky, Lila would have made something and left it at the house and eat that. And so we would just talk for an hour or two at the house and talk about everything but cancer. I think that was the unspoken agreement. It was a chance to talk about other things, you know, in his life. This pinhole camera just stuck with me. It is such a combination of fine art and fine craft. And Mike makes every part of it, the metal, the wooden parts, the metal parts, and he assembles it, tests them. Lila knows more about that process than I do. But I decided that the pinhole represented a lot of things about Mike that I thought of being able to combine photography with, an ancient form of photography, really, in a way, with modern old construction, modern construction, and then film, and kind of wrapped it up in one unit there of what I thought of as inventive and multi-talented. So there are a lot of photographers who knew and loved Mike and had dealt with him over the years. So I put together a list of photographers that I knew had interactions with Mike, and then also photographers who had not met him. Mm-hmm. And I wanted each of those photographers to take the camera that Mike had made, and without any input from me, no instructions really, it was just to take it, use it in the kind of photography that they enjoyed doing, but to use that camera. And then at the end of the year, it's been about a year or so in the making, that the only condition was that they had to make a print and give it to me ready to hang at an exhibition at the ACO that's coming up in June. And it's been great.
Now, Lila, when he came up with the idea for this exhibition, did he talk to you about it? Have you been involved in this process at all?
Yes, been involved since the very beginning. It was something that our family was really enthusiastic about. It's just such a great honor to have all the photographers take a picture with the camera that Mike made. And Don mentioned that I probably know more about putting it together. Actually, I only know the sound of the machines in the garage putting it together because that's where all the equipment was. We never parked a car in our garage. It was just full of a metal lathe, all kinds of woodworking tools that I don't really know the names of. Mm-hmm. But, the late night sounds of all that equipment running.
Well, you've brought a pinhole camera here, Don, and it's this little wooden box, and it's got a little metal handle on the side, but can you tell me how it works?
Well, it does look like a piece of cabinetry, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just beautifully made. It looks like it's made from either mahogany or walnut. I think this is walnut. And really, a pinhole camera in its basic form is nothing more than a box made out of almost anything. And in one end of it is a very small hole, an extremely small hole that you can cover up. And on the back of it, or inside of it, you have a sheet of film or a piece of photographic paper. So in Mike's camera, it's a little more sophisticated in that he has a couple controls to be able to cover the little hole and a nice way of attaching film to the back of it using a kind of a standard 4x5 large format film holder that photographers would be very familiar with. So in this case, and it's got a nice handle for carrying it, and in this case, film is loaded in the back. You set it on a tripod because the exposures are long. The hole is so small and without a lens present that it takes it a while for enough light to get through there.
Now, you said with this particular exhibition that you didn't really give them any rules. They just had to take the camera and take a photograph with it. So have any of the artists contacted you during the course of the last year saying, okay, well, I think I'm going to photograph this? I mean, was there any planning so that two people didn't, say, photograph the same type of thing?
No. There were a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Some of the photographers, like today, I picked up a wonderful photograph from Tim Ernst, one of the photographers, who was able to figure out how to attach his digital camera back to the back of this pinhole box. And he had called when he had that idea to ask me if I thought it would be appropriate. And I told him, of course, and I thought that Mike would love that. And in fact, Mike would have been the one that Tim would have gone to figure out how to do that at one point. And so Mike would have loved it, and I did too. There's no conditions. Some photographers called and with questions because they haven't dealt with large format film. Mm-hmm. Many of them hadn't dealt with it in decades, and some had not used it at all. So this was new for them, and they loved it. I think they really enjoyed it. Every camera has a rhythm to it. 35 millimeter is totally different than this in how you approach a subject. And this is a slow, methodical, thoughtful kind of rhythm to it. And it's very pleasing. If you haven't done it before, you become addicted to it very quickly. It slows you down, and you evaluate what you're about to photograph a lot more than you would if you were shooting smaller format.
Now, 20 photographers sounds like a lot for just one exhibition, but I think when you look at Northwest Arkansas as a whole and how many talented photographers that we do have, it's actually not that many. So how did you guys kind of come up with that list? Did you have any input, Leela, in kind of pointing him like, maybe ask this person? Or
I did have a couple suggestions of people I knew that did photography, and of course Don's in the trade, so he has a better handle on who all is out there.
How did you come up with your suggestions? Were they people that your husband knew, or
people that we knew and had worked with? One is someone I worked with at my work, and then some friends also.
And have you gotten to see any of the finished products yet? Mm-hmm. Yourself?
No, just that one? Except the one that Don brought. It's the only one, and the ones Mike took, of course. But.
Right, and you brought in a picture actually of Mike's. That is that going to be in the exhibition?
That's actually going to be what I guess with the little panel that tells a little bit more about Mike and stuff, and it's a picture he took at the Greek Theater with the pinhole.
So what are you hoping people will take away from this exhibition, people that come and see it? Maybe people that aren't familiar with the pinhole camera, or maybe people that weren't necessarily familiar with your husband's work?
Well, I know our family is going to come away with it, just the whole joyous celebration. We were really lucky, and at the time that Mike had cancer, he was diagnosed and died 2.5 years later, that I don't think he ever complained about anything. He was extremely optimistic, totally optimistic. And this is just, for us, kind of a pleasant way. I mean, you have to go through all the grieving stages, and this is a great way to think about all the happy times. So for us, that's what it means.
How about for you?
Well, a chance to honor Mike. I know that I have the luxury of being able to speak lightly about subjects that were gut-wrenching for Leela and the family. For me, honoring Mike by it's like I guess you can honor a photographer by having his work in a collection of a museum that may continue. But to me, having photographers using his creation to continue to create new art is a fantastic legacy. And there are cameras out there. I don't know how many he actually made. Lily may know that number.
Actually, I don't.
Well, dozens, perhaps.
I think probably maybe 40 at the most.
So 40 photographers out there, maybe internationally. I think one of his distributors was overseas, that are using his cameras and creating art today, I think is an amazing legacy. And I wanted people locally, I think in the region, the list of photographers is it's an impressive group for people who are following photography in this area. Tim Ernst, we already mentioned, Michael Pevin, Victor Chalfant, Andrew Kilgore, Kathy Mayhew, Jim Bailey, Richard Berquist, Jane Kellett, J.T. Wampler, Ron Lutz, Rick Green, Dan Wycliffe and Paul Williams from Colliers, Andy Shoup, Leslie Walker, Sabina Schmidt, I hope I haven't left anyone out, Joanne Jones. And these are photographers who have been serious photographers for many, many years. And having them apply their talents, I think, to this camera just means something to me anyway.
Don House and Leela Donat recently stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the Michael Clark Donat Memorial Pinhole Photography Exhibition, which will be on display at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale June 5th through the 29th. An artist's reception is scheduled for 6 to 8 p.m. June 7th. More information is available at artcenteroftheozarks.org.